I'm Rick Lusher, the project manager for the Florida Automated Weather Network, or FAWN.
Are we going to have a citrus freeze this year?
Well, it's hard to say for sure, but the most recent 3-month outlook that NOAA provides shows above normal temperatures and below normal precipitation. So it's hard to say anything about individual events, but that's the outlook.
This is starting to be your busy time. You said you have about 3 months a year where you all really get the hits, and the cold season is it, right?
Right. Yeah, our prime time, so to speak, is definitely during the cold season, which is for us beginning of November, probably through the end of March. And so most of our website activity and so on occurs during that time.
Let's just do a summary of some of the things that are on FAWN. The cold protection toolkit, I know, is heavily used by citrus growers.
Yeah. The cold protection toolkit is our decision-making process, I guess, is a good word, where growers can go and look at anything from the long term, which in this case is about 4 days, forecast, down to evaluating individual cold events for things like comparing the actual temperature to the forecasted temperature, to see how likely critical temperatures are to occur, and then also looking at things like evaporative cooling potential. In other words, if you wet the plant surfaces, how likely is it that the temperature could be driven down even lower due to evaporation over the plant surfaces? And then when to actually disengage a running irrigation system without any further risk of damage.
So you think quite a few citrus growers, maybe a majority, use FAWN now?
That seems to be the case. Based on the feedback that I get just in talking to growers at grower meetings and trade shows and things, it seems like all the ones I talk to are definitely aware of FAWN, and many of them actually use our cold protection toolkit.
There's also, I think for the last few years, there is a text alert available when cold, potentially damaging cold is coming.
Right. We have what we call our freeze alert tool, which is a text message tool, and anyone really can go and sign up for this tool. I think it's $10 per season, and they can receive text messages when certain conditions occur that they specify when they register for the tool.
I believe you all now have 42 FAWN stations, but tell us about My Florida Weather Network, I think it is.
FAWN does, in fact, have 42 stations throughout the state, but the My Florida Farm Weather Program is a Florida Department of Agriculture cost share program, where they are helping farmers install weather stations on their property. And FAWN is in charge of collecting and disseminating the data. And so what that provides growers with, obviously, on-site data, which is very important, and they can use that data for cold protection. And we actually display the cold protection toolkit as it applies to each of those stations, and there are about 200 in the state right now. And the link to that program is on our homepage. And then also we're working on providing irrigation scheduling at each of those locations as well. And we also have currently an iPhone app, and then within the next month or so, we'll be finishing an Android app for that program.
For Southeast AgNet, I'm Ernie Neff.